NPR reporter calls out leftist media outlet for ignoring Hunter Biden's laptop scandal, always been a story. By Penny Starr on April 9, 2022. National Public Radio, NPR, which infamously tweeted in October 2020 that they didn't want to waste listeners' time on a non-story, has not apologized, but one of its reporters is calling the company out for ignoring the discovery of Hunter Biden's laptop at a repair shop and its hard drive that linked Joe Biden to his son's influence peddling. Why haven't you seen any stories from NPR about the NY Post's Hunter Biden story? Terrence Samuel, acting vice president and executive editor at NPR, tweeted, "We don't want to waste our time on stories that are not really stories. And we don't want to waste the listeners' and readers' time on stories that are just pure distractions." Laura Sullivan, a reporter with NPR, responded to an April 6 tweet from journalist Glenn Greenwald that said, "Twitter founder Jack Dorsey apologized and admitted it was wrong for Twitter to have censored any mention of the story." The Washington Post this week called for a media reckoning over what they did. Beyond those two, they all let their lie stand to this day. Added NPR to the list, Sullivan tweeted on Thursday. Newsroom editors called it not a real story. The Hunter Biden laptop investigation may end up being a tax case, a hill of beans, or something else. But what it's always been is a story. Fox News reported it's not the first time Sullivan has called out her employer of 18 years. Back in October 2020, when the New York Post originally reported on Hunter's laptop, NPR was part of the cadre of social media and news organizations that ignored the story. In response to the public editor posting the message on Twitter, Sullivan tweeted on October 23, 2020, "Really love it when managers make our jobs harder. I don't know if that's hashtag Hunter Biden's laptop or what's on it, but it's certainly not a waste of time to find out. At NPR, managers better hope that laptop was built out of an old Russian blender in Ukraine." Fox said, along with calling the story a waste of time and distraction in fall 2020. NPR also came under fire for falsely claiming in March 2021 it had been discredited by U.S. intelligence and independent investigations by news organizations. Follow Penny Starr on Twitter.